My guest at this time is Emmy and Golden Globe-winning actor Gary Sinise. Due to his tireless work, Mr. Sinise is also known just as much for his commitment and service to our nation's active duty forces and veterans through the Gary Sinise Foundation and the Lieutenant Dan Band. This year, he is also once again co-hosting the National Memorial Day Concert on the West Front of the Capitol, along with fellow actor Joe Mantegna. The concert is Sunday, May 29th, from 8 o'clock to 9:30 Eastern, and can be seen on PBS. Gary joins me now to discuss what we can expect in this year's concert. And, sir, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
What will be the focal point of this year's concert?
This year, as always, we have a tremendous lineup of entertainers that are part of this year's concert. We have Trace Adkins coming back. He's going to be doing a beautiful new song. We have Catherine McPhee. She's returning again. We have the National Symphony Orchestra, of course, is a part of it. This year, we have the Beach Boys coming, Isai Morales, Alfie Bowe. S. Patha Merkerson is going to be there. We have General Colin Powell returning. We have the American Idol winner this year. It's just a great lineup of people to pay tribute and highlight the service of the men and women who have sacrificed over the years for our country. I wouldn't be anywhere else this weekend, because it's just become such a special way to highlight and honor the men and women who have served our country and paid the ultimate price for our freedom. And while we're all enjoying the day off on Monday, Memorial Day, and we're enjoying the weekend in the backyard and whatnot, I like to be a part of this concert to show appreciation and to remind folks that the Memorial Day there's something very special about it, because the freedom to enjoy the backyard and the barbecue and the ball game and all of that comes with a cost. And the men and women who are a part of this concert and the stories that we tell about those who have served over the years are very, very important, and it's a privilege to be able to honor them by participating in the National Memorial Day Concert each year.
Tell our listeners a little bit about how you became so actively involved, not only with the concert, but in helping returning veterans and families who have lost service members in sacrifice to their country along the way. I documented your work there in the introduction with your foundation and the Lieutenant Dan Band. This is a cause that is not just important to you, it drives you. Explain what motivates you in this cause.
I think it begins with the service members that I have in my own family. I have got veterans going back to World War I. My grandfather served as an ambulance driver in France in World War I. My two uncles, two of his sons served in World War II. One was a navigator on a B-17 bomber. The other was on a ship in the Pacific. My dad served in the Navy in the early 50s, during Korea. Then on my wife's side of the family, two brothers of hers were Vietnam veterans. Her sister joined the Army, married a Vietnam veteran who was a combat medic in Vietnam. They had a son who's currently serving in the Army. So I have a lot of veterans in my family. So that's where it begins for me. And then I got, back in the 80s, got very involved with supporting Vietnam veterans in the Chicago area. In the 90s, I played the Vietnam veteran, Lieutenant Dan Taylor, and that led me to an association with the Disabled American Veterans and working with our wounded. And then after September 11th, I just volunteered and started doing things and supporting many military charities and going out to entertain the troops with the USO, starting a band, and eventually created my own military charity, the Gary Sinise Foundation, which serves and honors the needs of our veterans and military community, our first responders. And we're coming up on our fifth anniversary. Keeping awareness up is critically important. And one of the great ways to do that each year for me is to participate in the National Memorial Day Concert, which is viewed by 10 to 12 million people on PBS every year. There's 200,000 people that show up on the lawn of the Capitol. Many of them are veterans. We have active duty service members that are part of the concert. It's a great weekend in the nation's capital, remembering those who have sacrificed. and given their lives and service to our country. It's just, it's a great reminder for everybody. You know, if you sit down in front of the television on Sunday night, May 29th, 8 o'clock on PBS, you'll hear great stories that are very moving, and you'll be reminded of what the true meaning of Memorial Day really is.
Gary, you mentioned some of those moving stories, and those of us who have seen the National Memorial Day concert over the years certainly know absolutely how moving those can be, how gripping those stories are, especially when the camera then usually moves to family members of those people in the audience, and then everyone's in tears. A lot of times there's a particular theme or a particular anniversary that is featured during this concert. Any particular special features like that this year?
Well, this is the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And in fact, I'm part of the National Memorial Day Parade each year, which is actually on Memorial Day. The Memorial Day concert is the night before Memorial Day. And then you have the National Memorial Day Parade, which is the largest Memorial Day parade in the country, in the nation's capital. And that, you know, this is a particular highlight opportunity at this parade, and this, you know, because of the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. At the National Memorial Day concert, I'm going to actually be doing a story about a Vietnam veteran who lost a leg and ended up giving back by going to Walter Reed and, you know, supporting the Afghan and Iraqi veterans who were coming back, you know, with, you know, injuries and, you know, much like he did. And he had experience, and he ended up serving again by going into the hospitals and supporting the young soldiers and Marines who were returning from the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq. His name's Jack Farley, and just a wonderful guy, Vietnam veteran who's continuing to serve by giving back. We're going to highlight his story, among others. There's just going to be a great lineup of, you know, story and song and music. One of the great moments that I love about the concert each year that is done each year is when the service songs of each branch of service are played, and you look out over the crowd of 200,000 people, and we ask, you know, if you when you hear your song, you know, if it's the Army song or the Air Force song or the Marine song, stand up when your song is played. And it's wonderful to stand there and just watch all the veterans in the crowd of 200,000 stand up when their song is played. That's a very uplifting and wonderful moment of the concert. But so many wonderful moments of the concert, I could go on and on.
Well, we'll let you get ready for it. Gary, thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Emmy and Golden Globe-winning actor Gary Sinise is co-host for the National Memorial Day concert, which, once again, will be seen on Sunday, May 29th, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS. He's also the founder of the Gary Sinise Foundation and the Lieutenant Dan Band. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.